you know, there might be an opportunity to go see Canada. I don't know. We'll have to try to see.
I like it. I like it.
I don't, unfortunately, think that is going to happen for you. Drew, you're going to have to watch on Zoom.
Not Paris. I'm not talking about
this
Paris.
This is very smart what he's talking about, bro.
Not Paris.
Go to Canada.
Oh, the camp.
Yeah. Very smart.
I don't know. I'm not committing to anything. Nothing is.
That would be.
We'll get out of your business. I like what you're thinking.
That would be more interesting though than summer league, honestly.
1,000%.
Because the way they would do it in summer league, I don't think it would be that different than what they did with Wimby. He'd play like the first two games, maybe.
Oh yeah,
and that's it. Like he would
dunk
not be.
On a few people. And,
there's no reason to do that.
It's
you know?
it's the vision of it. You know, you'd write about that.
Who is going to go to the summer league for the Grizzlies next year?
Next year
or this year? This year. Yeah.
Gigi will be there. I mean, he's going to be the biggest star there.
Why?
He's probably not playing in every game.
I would not play him in summer league, bro.
Time's going to come down on him, you know, this year. You know, he's going to play, but it won't be nearly as much. So you may as well get him some runs.
He'll play a couple games. He ain't going to be, you know.
I'm with you. I wouldn't have him out there playing 40 or whatever it is.
He's just going to be a couple. But, like, the other thing about that is, like, that was something Zach committed to at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
But depending on how this roster shakes out and how they envision Gigi as a piece in the future, I do wonder if they could, you know, go back on that a little bit, reel that back. I'm not suggesting that that is the case. We haven't asked. That hasn't been asked. So, I'm just curious because I'm kind of with you guys. Like, I don't think you need to see a whole lot of Gigi in summer league.
Yeah.
We saw a lot of them in the season. I mean, Scotty Pippen Jr., you would expect he will probably play in summer league for the Grizzlies. I think he's interesting, at least because you could, I mean, given the injury history of the Grizzlies backcourt, he could get minutes this year. So,
yep.
He's the other one I'm keeping an eye on. Other than that, whoever they're able to pick up in the second round. Doesn't Johnny Furphy, John, Mr. College Basketball, and Jason, doesn't that feel like a Grizzlies pick, too? That just feels like a
Grizzlies
pick.
Yeah, like, I mean, you know, look, he's very young. He's very, you know, he struggled a little bit last year just in terms of the adjustment. But, I mean, he definitely does what you want in the NBA today, which is shoot the pill off that thing.
Bang.
And so I'm cool with Johnny Furphy if that's the way they go.
Same. That.
Yep. Yeah, like, oh, yeah. That.
And look, they could – we all know Zach likes to trade, right? And no trade got done yesterday. So I bet you he is itching today to get some sort of deal done. That's what – that would be my guess is just knowing his history and how much he trades, he's probably dying to get something done.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be – if you could walk away – with Edie and him,
honestly, that would be, I think, it's an A draft. It's an A draft. Because Furphy is, you know, he's so young, he's 6'8", you know, he's, again, struggled physically, but you would think, again, you know, a couple years down the road, you know, he shot 35% last year. That will go up. That can go up. I would be thrilled with that draft because you're taking a shot on Furphy and you're sort of locking in, you know, I think some pretty reliable production with Zach. So I think that's as good as you could hope to do in a draft.
Yeah, like, I would like be a big fan of that.
Drew, real quick, we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you about Kennard, right, in the decision coming up.
Yeah, the 29th is the deadline. I think obviously they'll have a decision locked in likely before that. Now that you have drafted a player at number 9, mm-hmm. if you do pick up Kennard's team option, it's going to put you $3 million over the first apron. And that to me is, it's fascinating because if you want to keep Kennard as a trade chip and that salary as a trade chip,
yeah.
then that's something that you could pick up and that would be a reason that you do it. But I don't think it would make a ton of sense to just go $3 million over the first apron with a $10 million gap between the two aprons, mm-hmm. the first and the second. So, I mean, I think going into the draft, I felt like it was probably more likely that it gets declined unless they can get a better deal done or there's a trade option. And right now, there's been no movement on – well, we haven't heard of any movement, we should say. I'm certain that they've tried to negotiate a new deal, but nothing's been agreed to at this point. And so whether or not they bring him back, I think is still very much up in the air, but if you're going to do it at that $14.8 million price, it doesn't make a ton of sense without making more moves to either get under that first apron or get all the way up to that second apron. So I think if you see them pick that up, that to me would sound some alarm bells of like, okay, more is coming, you know. And if they decline it, then you open up the opportunity to use the full mid-level, and like we might get a little bit more action in free agency. Right now, I think I still slightly lean towards declining it just because, you know, it puts you in a precarious situation. Like, you're going to have to – you don't have to, but it would only make sense, really, to make more moves after the fact. And, like, if you're confident you can get those done, then go ahead, pick it up. But other than that, I mean, I think it probably gets turned down.
Yeah. Drew, you're the
great
best.
Great stuff, man.
Thanks, as always. Look forward to
paid
your
off going to the combine.
Dude, you got the David Jones thing, got the Zach Edey thing.
Yeah, you let the cat out of the bag, brother. Kleiman had to acknowledge you.
I could not believe that he said that in the moment. I wish I could even describe, I tried to in a newsletter this morning how different that interview was than a lot of the interviews. Like, Zach was the first one in that room, in the interview room. There's like 2015 podiums in there, and he was the first one to get there, and I was like, ah, screw it. I mean, I'll go interview him. He's massive. Like, the guy had to duck to get in under the door. Like, you know, I was like, who knows? Grizzlies could be interested. And immediately it was like, oh, I like Memphis. Like, I like the voice perked up. Like, and so again, I would just encourage Grizzlies fans that have doubts, you know, about the pick and the people that are wanting to be negative. I'm not saying that he's 100% to work out. He may be good. He may not be good. We don't know the answer to that. But Zach Edey likes Memphis, so at least give him the chance to prove to you that you should like him too. Like, I would just encourage people to do that. So.
Absolutely.
He'll be a fan favorite. That's my prediction.
Thank you, Drew.
You're the best.
Appreciate
Thanks, Drew.
Brother. Yep.
He is Drew Hill, covers the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. Joins us every single Thursday here on the show. We're going to take calls. We're going to take your calls.
Been a minute.
Well, actually, can we? Should we?
We are. We're putting extra work on Pam when we do that.
We are.
You know what, Pam? That's asking a lot.
Yeah.
Because then you got to get crazy with buttons and all that. And we want it to be easy as possible for you. You've done such a great job. It's taxing.
It really works.
And she's done such a great job.
Might have spoken too soon here. But Jeff Calkins will join us at 1:25. That is for sure. See what we can do. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. It's the Gabe Kuhn Show.
Coach Houston Nutt.
Now it's the quick coach guy that he yelled at me a little bit too much today. I'm going to put my name in the portal.
Right.
I'm not playing. I'm not on first or second team. I was highly recruited. I'm going to put my name in the portal. And right in the middle of the season, you know, all these, I just, for the life of me, that... And then I worry about the locker room when you have a few guys that make big, big money in the portal. I mean, I'm sorry, in the NIL, and I don't even know why they call it NIL.
It's not really what it is.
Yeah, exactly. So I just see so many just problems, and just like you mentioned, your place, Memphis, thank goodness for a guy like Fred Smith. Now he's got to go ante up and you know, give you some collective money.
92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show.
You know, I like that it's not getting me for another subscription.
No subscription necessary. It's free.
92.9 is like my sports place, bro.
92.9 FM ESPN.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? On America's birthday weekend? Why not stop by America's number one brakes destination? Right now, you can save 15% when you buy a set of OE quality Duralast pads and rotors. And up to 50% when you bundle Shop Pro brake cleaner and brake fluid with SilGlide brake lubricant. It's just part of our 4th of July sale at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
are driving for hours to shop at Genesis Diamonds right now, taking advantage of the lowest interest rates on the planet. Zero interest for 5 years with nothing down. But time is running out. You have until this Sunday to do this. How about a $6,000 GIA certified diamond for just $100 a month? Pear shapes, rounds, and even oval diamonds are all included. All designer jewelry and all lab-grown diamonds included too. Hurry, this free finance offer ends this Sunday with special Sunday hours for your convenience. Genesis Diamonds on Poplar and Perkins Extended. On approved credit, see store for details.
O'Reilly.
Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore quality braking and improve stopping performance with parts and advice from the professional parts people. Save money now when you visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do summer projects your way with 4th of July savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can make the most of summer grilling and dig into gardening. Plus, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like power tools and storage to tackle any last-minute garage project. Summer your way with 4th of July savings from The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select and stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Hi, Discover. It's Jennifer Coolidge, and your cashback match has inspired me.
Great. We love doubling the cashback you earn at the end of your first year.
I'm doubling everything now. I'm double dating. I'm double dipping.
Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Look at your cup holder. It's empty. And you're feeling thirsty. Head to a nearby convenience store and fill it with a Pepsi Zero Sugar, Mountain Dew, or Starry. Grab a delicious, refreshing Pepsi for the road.
Get ready, because the Gossip Mitsubishi Motors Summer Sales Event is on, and now is the best time to buy. You want 43 MPG highway? We Gossip in 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. 18,960 or 279 a month. 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. We Gossip 27,350 or 399 per month. And your summer adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We Gossip 29,865 or $449 a month. Plus, every Gossip Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossip Mitsubishi. 1870 Covington Pike, online 24-7 at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossip Motor Cars.
Mirage RHF 09083, MSRP 19460, Sport RU 01-10764, MSRP 28070, Outlander RZO 53896, MSRP 30895, PF695, acquisition fee 595, 15 cents excess mileage, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid to end of the month with approved credit dealer stock only.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Now let me see you lean and rock with it like a box. Now let me see you lean and rock like a box. Now let me see you lean and rock with it like a box. Now let me see you lean and rock like a box.
Hey, Zach, welcome to Memphis. You're going to need a house, right? Go ahead and buy one. Put your roots down. Big belt.
Yep.
And call our friends, the Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency, just for that. They're going to help you find a beautiful home. They have the network. They have the connections. They're going to guide you through the entire process. If you are not a draft pick of the Memphis Grizzlies, and you've already lived here and you're residing here, but you want to sell your home, you could certainly always do that too. And they're going to help you get the most money for your home in the process. Reach out, sotoliveloveMemphis.com.
That's right. Zach will be a first-time home buyer, you think?
Yeah.
And that's what Jennifer Carstensen specializes in, helping first-time home buyers. She can get a home for Big Edie the size of a Brontosaurus. Certainly one that can fit one, whatever he's looking for. But again, as John said, you already got the home. She's going to get you the most money possible. Basically, she's great to work with. You're going to notice that as soon as you make the call, 901-625-5200. Again, 625-5200. Jen's the best. Give her a call. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the real estate agencies.
Yeah, but yeah, today's a big day. We have the second round of the NBA draft. We also have the first presidential debate tonight.
Very exciting.
Now that is that you want to talk about fireworks.
What time does it start, John?
I'll
put you on the spot there.
I'm assuming 6 o'clock, right?
Okay, that's got a little Bible.
Maybe seven.
I'm hoping I can get Bible study done. And then check out the fireworks from these guys.
I mean, you got to say, this will be epic.
There's a lot of stuff that I haven't read, but I've heard talked about. I mean, the details of which I'm not exactly sure, but I heard that, you know, they're going to cut off the mics when they're not.
Oh, it's at 8, sorry.
Make sure you know that. Okay,
yeah,
so I'm going to have the kiddies to bed. We'll have them prayed up, and yeah. We'll be ready.
Are you responsible for putting the children to bed, bro?
I'm just kidding. Chris is going to bed much later in the summertime.
Yeah. He just does whatever the hell he wants
over
there.
We'll have it. Everything. All of our responsibilities will be done, and we can tune in.
That's right.
You need to be locked in. I didn't realize you're going to make this the beginning of the rundown.
Well, it's more so just a preview of the day. You know what I mean?
Very exciting.
I am excited about it.
More excited about that than the second round?
Easily.
All right.
Easily.
All right.
I mean, I just wait. There's
Politico over here.
Well, who's the best player that's left in the second round?
It's still Kyle Filipowski, your guy Furphy that you and Drew were just talking about. He's good.
He has a chance to be.
And the Grizz have 2 picks.
Yeah.
So, you know. But I mean like, I'm with you. It's not a question. There will be fireworks.
The debate will have an impact on the direction of the nation.
Gentlemen.
You know, the second round probably will not have an impact on the direction
these
of the Grizzlies
presidents.
Franchise. Yeah.
Very
so,
exciting.
It's, there's like,
I mean, they're going to slam each other.
Oh, for sure.
There will be fireworks.
It's like a competition of who is going to sound more coherent.
Who is more focused.
Exactly.
And that's what it's going to be about. I can't wait to tune
in. But, you know, Joe, when he's ready to fight, Joe will, you know, he'll go.
The question is how napped up will they be beforehand?
I don't know.
So that the focus can be there. I imagine Biden, the power nap he will take will be stronger.
Right.
So that just like you said, because he knows.
Right. He
gotta
has
show
to.
Vitality.
Exactly. When Biden's on the defense, he'll go 40 minutes like Edie.
That's right.
He will.
I did not know we were going to get a Biden-Edie comparison today. Biden-Edie?
Yes, bro.
You stretch.
I'm saying that's when he feels attacked, you know, he ain't coming out. He ain't taking no blows. All right? He's going the distance. So, yeah, we'll see. It'll be fun.
It will rough. You're making it sound like a sporting event.
It kind of is, you know? I mean, you could take they're taking bets on it. Like, whether or not there'll be a handshake, whether or not, you know.
These are prop bets of the thing.
Yeah.
Interesting. But they don't do a who won thing because you can't.
There's no.
Who would you base that on,
correct.
Right? That's only opinion. Okay.
But they take, like.
CNN or Fox. You can't do that. You can't bet the money on that.
But they do take props on handshake.
There'll be a handshake, won't there?
You know, certain amounts, you know, times a word is used, right?
What are the odds on handshake?
I think they were pretty high. They were like plus three. I don't remember exactly.
Wow!
It was plus money though.
Wow!
It was definitely plus money as it relates to whether or not they would actually like. Let's see. I'll pull up the presidential debate props right now. Like whose first answer will be longer? Right, Joe Biden -130.
Oh yeah.
They do have a debate winner per polls.
Okay. I wondered if they would use. specific ones or, you know, as long as you're pointing that out beforehand.
Yeah.
Then I suppose it's okay.
They have a match bet. Which word will be used more, border or democracy?
Wow.
Border, the overwhelming favorite there at -500. In fact, I think Trump's first up, 5 minutes probably will be border.
No question.
Remember the border.
Don't leave out in water at the end.
No, that's going to be.
Joe cutting off our water.
That's right. So anyway, it's going to be a night. It's going to be a night for sure on the presidential, on the political campaign. And also it'll be an interesting day in the second round as well. But everywhere around this time we do the rundown, let's go.
It's the Rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, so we have talked a lot about Zach Edey, and we are going to take your calls. We're going to take your calls at 1 o'clock. Pam, we're going to bring in some assistance for that. So everybody is going to be on the same page there. but we are going to take your calls on this a little bit later in the show. Connor's going to help us out. So we talked a lot about Edie. You know, I think Jason and I are on the same page. I like it a little bit more than he does, maybe a lot more than he does, just in terms of the right now. But obviously, you just understand where the Grizzlies are coming from. You understand why they made the choice. You know, in terms of what his ceiling is, I think that's probably where you could start to get into, you know, I think it's natural to have some skepticism, although I pretty much believe that every time the Grizzlies have made a top 10 draft pick or even a first-round draft pick over the last 10 years, the Grizzlies fans, with the exception of John Morant, have always wished they took someone else. I think that's just like that's a long-running tradition. When Jaren got drafted at 4, people wished they took X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. Hell, I remember when them folks took Jarrell Martin and everybody was complaining when they didn't take R.J. Hunter. You know, I remember that. And it was like late first round, and neither one of them ended up equating to anything. But that's just the way it goes, right? Like, fans are never happy unless it's just like painfully obvious. And I'm not saying that, I'm not applying that to you, because I think you've already said you like it. You like the idea.
I talked about it beforehand. If they came away with it, I'm not going to be mad.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, it's just kind of the more fans that sort of rail against it, the better I feel. It sort of gives me strength, because, you know, most fans have no idea what the hell they're talking about.
It gives you strength.
Yes, in terms of my opinion of the pick.
Well, you actually flexed as you said that.
It strengthens my opinion.
Imagery used there, yeah.
Because, you know, again, they just generally don't know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel better about Zach Edey's chances of success. Now, in terms of the rest of the draft.
First round.
The first round of the draft. Excuse me. Yeah, it's whole breaking it up thing.
But don't you like it, though? Because isn't it a bit overwhelming?
It is.
You have
exactly right.
Second round picks to break down to.
Agreed.
And discuss, right.
Agreed.
So I thought about that this morning, and I kind of like this.
Yeah, that's actually a good call out, because you don't have to like, oh, well, the Grizzlies also did, you know.
Oh, tell me about it. And you've already spent all that time studying their first pick, which is obviously going to be the one that you care the most about.
Yeah. And so
I kind of like being able to take all of the first round in.
Yes.
And then move on.
So tomorrow we'll talk about that. You know?
1,000%.
But I guess the first twist was Ron Holland.
No question.
At 5. You know, who was a guy that if you read, you know, Twitter reports before the draft, like as the draft was starting, people said two players were sliding. Ron Holland and Rob Dillingham. And neither player slid at all. Both wound up going in the top 10. Ron Holland going 5th overall. Trajan Langdon is the new GM in Detroit. People believe that if Klingon fell to 5, that would be a logical spot for the Grizzlies. Nothing ended up happening. And look, I you know, people I talk to think Ron Holland sucks as a basketball player. I get it from Trajan Langdon's you know, perspective. He's as, you know, this is as much job security as he's ever going to have. So why not take the swing for the fences with a raw prospect?
Yeah, starting with his own guy.
Yeah,
and we talked about how much he loves long guys like this in terms of his time in New Orleans beforehand, and so he fits the mold that Trajan was going to like. So again, it makes sense. And yes, there are a lot of people who hated Ron Holland. There are some people think he might be the best player in the draft, and so Langdon's taking a big swing here. I don't fault him for that. Again, does it help right now? And, you know, probably not. But this is his guy. He's starting. Like you said, he's got all the security in the world. I don't blame him for taking his guy and not necessarily taking and trying to fit a piece on, you know, on something that you don't like in the first place in terms of the roster because you didn't put it together.
Agreed. I agree totally.
So get your guy.
Yep. So get your guy.
He might pan out, man.
He might. I mean, why not?
I listened to his interview. That man said Teddy Pendergrass, his guy, he's an old soul. I didn't know that about him. Mm-hmm. Something about that I liked. Something about it I liked. It has nothing to do with him as a basketball player, John, but something about it I liked. It's very mature in his interview. Very mature for a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
It could work out well for him.
No, listen, I mean, the fact that
I'm not going to hate on this kid. I think he could work out.
I just think it makes sense, right? It just makes sense to, you know, to you know, you suck anyway. You might as well, you know. Although, I would ask, like, we don't know that the Grizzlies were ever involved there. Like, you could have gotten Ron Holland at 9 if you really wanted to. You could have picked up a couple more assets, probably, and also gotten Ron at 9 because nobody else was going to take him that high. But whatever. It worked out the way it worked out. Bouzelas fell to your Bulls.
Yeah.
That was another one.
Well, exciting for him because he didn't know where he was raised, Chicago.
Yeah. So that's great. That's
it was. It was. He's a fun, trash talker. He's fun.
Yes.
He's fun.
He says he would give – he said, Reese Ishay don't want to see me.
I saw that in the end. I saw how that was recounted beforehand. Again, you know more about him than me, but I was impressed with what I saw. Again, he'll get good, and then we'll move on from him.
Exactly.
That's like my man Markkanen. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Remember, we had him, fool.
Yes, you did.
We're a mess.
Now, let me ask you this.
Glad he's playing for his team, though.
It's 12:30, and neither one of us has said anything about the number one overall pick. Until just now, when we said that the
11th
overall pick would give him the business. Is Zachary Richaché the most random and obscure number one NBA draft pick in league history?
Well, it's not about that as much as it is about how the French took over the draft, right?
They have.
Because I don't know if Richaché is going to come in this league just single-handedly. I have no idea what he's going to do. If you get the other guy that Charlotte ended up getting?
Yeah.
No, Charlotte, too. That's what I'm saying. It was three in the top.
Right, yeah, the guy's name
six
came
or
seven. Yeah.
Right, it's three in the top six. It wasn't just, it's not just Richaché. It's sort of France's dominance. And did you see Wimby's tweet? I mean, it's a freaking French takeover.
Yeah.
I have no idea, John. I see the point you're trying to make on Richaché.
Because we've never talked about him. We don't know anything about
him. We're talking about, imports, foreign imports that we don't know anything about. So, we're going to spend the majority of the time on the guy we saw in the championship game of the Final Four. I have no idea what they're getting in Richaché in terms of what it'll turn out to be.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
sure many have formed opinions based on the reporting of Gavoni and these others. Just don't have a strong one or any conviction.
Well, we have
use the word.
I think that's the interesting part of it to me because everybody had an opinion about Wimby. He was like, oh, this is the generational prospect. Everybody had an opinion even about Luka. People had opinions about Luka, and he wasn't even the number one overall pick. But I remember we had Mina Kimes on the show. We had Mina Kimes on the show because she had a piece about him about ESPN. We were so interested. We were over here going back and forth about, is it Doncic? Is it Doncic? Is it Doncic?
Well, both of those were thought to be guys that immediately were going to impact the league. Neither of these have been classified as that.
Right, but he still went number one. Now, that's the thing. It's like
we're number one in a bad draft. Again, probably the worst year ever, and the Hawks end up getting it to have the number one, right? I mean, that's been written about and argued as well.
Yeah,
they finally get the one, and it's this year where there's no clear-cut one.
It just struck me that, we're just glossing over.
Well, nobody's writing that these guys, to use the two examples you use, nobody's writing about Wimby, these guys like they were, Wimby and Luka, to your point, because I think most assumed that those guys would be impact guys immediately.
Yeah.
Come in the league and be just fine. We don't know that on these two. At least I don't.
Yeah. So that was yesterday. Dalton Connect fell all the way to the Lakers at 17. I think that's really – Dillingham got
– I was going to say, bro. Yeah. I mean, this is the big one for me.
The Spurs traded outside of their second pick at 8 and dealt Rob Dillingham, Dilly Dilly, to the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Maybe because the guy that they were eyeing was taken by Charlotte at number 6, and that was talked about beforehand. There had been reporting, and so – they decide, we're gonna trade off this pick, and Minnesota being very aggressive and knowing that at some point it's going to need to replace Mike Conley, goes and get a guy who, I didn't think would be a good fit for the Grizzlies, considering, sort of the stature of your backcourt already. But I do think is an absolute stud. Playmaker, can shoot it, and he's an absolute perfect replacement, it seems like to me, of Mike Conley in a backcourt that'll feature him and Anthony Edwards going in the future. Like this, to me, this is concerning because we already saw Minnesota grow in these playoffs, and yes, I mean, you maybe some Grizzlies fans would argue, but move past you in terms of experience and everything else, what they learned in terms of these playoffs, knocking off the defending champs. And now you're adding a piece that I think fits beautifully in terms of the future. And that's one of the questions they were going to have to answer is, what do we do about Mike as he gets, up there and towards the end of his career? And Mike's been so key to their growth and development, particularly that of Anthony Edwards. Well, now you got the dynamic replacement. And I don't know if I'll go as far as Cal and Stephen A. Smith were trying to do last night on the broadcast I was watching and say he's compare him to AI. But that is a dynamic backcourt going forward,
right,
with Dillingham and Anthony Edwards. And here's the thing. Ant is your defensive stud. And so, where Dillingham is going to get the knock is that he's going to be taken advantage of defensively, but at least you've got a guy in Anthony Edwards who's strong in that department in your backcourt, and Lord knows you got the defensive player of the year behind that. So you can fit him in even with his defensive concerns in Minnesota. I love it for the fit. I don't like it for the Grizzlies, because, again, that's somebody you're going to be facing here the next, maybe your entire timeline.
Yeah, no, and he's going to be.
Don't you like Dillingham as a player?
Oh, dude, he's a bucket. And again, you know how I feel about. I mean, Kentucky guards.
It starts with just second unit stuff for him. Exactly. You know, you're feeding him, you're bringing him along. But then, eventually, you will have him right next to Anthony Edwards.
The
is the way I envision.
Said he's playing right away. They said last night he's coming in and he's playing right away.
Because you're not going to displace Mike right to start, and then he's going to take over.
Yeah. I mean,
and eventually you will give it to him.
You give up the things they gave up to move into the top eight. He's not that. You know. Yeah. You throw him out there and he's your sixth man off the rip.
Off the rip, and you just let him go do his thing.
Him and Nas.
Yes.
You know, that's scary.
Dude, Minnesota, man. That's problematic.
That's very scary. That second unit is a monster.
Because it's a great day. Dillingham's a great fit for them.
You got Naj Reid, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, Rob Dillingham, Colin Anderson. Bro, that's got to be the best second unit in the NBA. I mean, it's up there. I mean, the Grizz would have a case, you know, if Gigi continues his ascent and Vince Williams continues his ascent. But, man, it's scary out there, man. Teams are getting better. It's an arms race, as you know. And that's why, like, second-round picks today for the Grizz can be important, right?
Yeah, a couple of them.
They can. The Lakers will be drafting Bronny James at 55 if he is there. I know that's not a shock, but that will happen. Shams reported that today on the Pat McAfee show.
I'll be happy for him.
Tim Legler said somebody should hold Bronny hostage, that they should take Bronny at whatever. Like he said the Celtics should do it. And whatever pick they have, they said, if you want Bronny...
It's right before the Lakers pick, isn't it?
Yeah, I saw that. That you should take Bronny at 54 and say, if you want him, give us Austin Reeves. That's what Leckler said. It's interesting, because LeBron really wants him.
Yeah, I know. Didn't somebody else we had on mention that earlier this week? Maybe it was Crick.
Yeah.
Kind of holding him hostage and... You know, seeing how if you could shake anything loose with LeBron having him.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I just haven't. No.
We have your son. If you want him back, we want Austin Reeves. Get like a ransom note. You know what I mean?
So it'd just be to get Austin. They're not doing it. They're not giving
up. Nah, they'll be like, well, you know, you're not going to keep him on your roster.
Bron is fine with letting Bronny go grow somewhere else now.
Oh, if he gets that close, he's gonna want him.
Well, if he gets that close, yes.
Like, and nobody else is going to draft him. If you draft the Bronny James.
I was going to look when the Celtics.
It would just be to make LeBron miserable, which is petty, which is a very impressive level of petty, I will say. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you had, a thing against LeBron as a GM, who did LeBron? Like, if I was the Toronto Raptors franchise, I'd be like, I'm drafting Bronny for all those years you swept us.
They got 54 and the Lakers got 55.
Yeah. So, it's going to be interesting. I mean, they won't because they're just not going to do that. But because, who were we talking about it with? That you would piss, it was Jeff Goodman, that you would piss off
it was Goodman.
Rich Paul.
It was Goodman.
That you would piss off Rich Paul and you'd never get a clutch client.
That's what it was.
You know? So, that's something to think about and consider as well. But Boston, we don't care. We don't need clutch. You know? Boston's the team that would do it, but I don't think they will. That's the big thing in second round. Grizz have two picks. Bronny's going to go 55 to the Lakers. Couple interesting guys. Filipowski was projected as a first rounder. He fell out.
Got that bad hip.
Got killed by DJ Burns in the NCAA tournament. So that's a concern. Furphy, 6'8", 35% shooter from three, but was inconsistent. So, those are the big names so far. In the second day here. That'll start at 3:00. And Grizzlies will be back in action here soon enough.
Next story.
Hey, story over at the Commercial Appeal about the release of EA Sports College Football 25 rankings. John's got a great excitement when it comes to this game coming out. We know it's back, and of course you can use name, image, and likeness. And as it relates to Memphis, again, a story about it over at the Commercial Appeal, and maybe in other places now, Tigers, offense. We said, as we started the show, that John was going to take a guess here because he promises he has not looked. Where do you believe the EA Sports College Football folks that put this game together have got the Tigers' offense rated? We know defensively Tigers were bad last year in the hundreds over at SP Plus. So, again, you wouldn't get excited about where they are, although the responsibility clear there on Ryan Silverfield to get that defense better will be one of the key storylines going into the season. This is about an offense that last year was ranked very highly and clearly is going to be highly thought of again this year because you bring Seth Hennigan back. Where do you think they got him?
So, it's a number.
I should say it's
a numerical?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I probably should say No, just take your guess.
I don't need any
because I did. I gave you SP Plus rankings, right. and I'm afraid that's going to influence you here.
I will say they are
in the country. Seth, Rock,
yeah,
Mario, Sutton.
I'm going to give them a ranking of
Kobe,
a rating of 89.
Okay, I should have clarified. We're talking like top 25-ish. So like a poll as opposed to a numerical ranking to 100.
Oh, you don't have that.
Which if you had explained it to me the way I did to you, I would have believed it that way. It was not written about that way. Okay. I'm sure there's a breakdown like that, but this is a ranking.
Okay, so that's my bad, John. I would say then I think they'll be 14th.
A little lower.
A little lower than 14th?
Yeah.
18th.
19th.
Okay.
19th in the country. Guess what? And it's more reason for John to believe what he predicted, and I want to hold him to this a little early in the week. When Memphis goes down in Tallahassee and they take on Florida State.
See?
John is predicting Memphis win, and Florida State only has the number 22 on
it. See what I'm saying? It could be a great game.
I knew you would like this story.
It could be a great
when
game.
When I saw where Florida State was ranked. Behind Memphis.
Exactly.
Now, I think Memphis can be better than 19th. And the SP Plus rankings will tell you the same thing. They were 10th in the country last year, and they believe they're going to be as high as 9 this year. And again, it's what they bring back, what you've added and upgraded on. You bring Mario Anderson in to replace Blake Watson. Mario Anderson from South Carolina runs for 700 yards in the SEC. Your defense you've added to that. Chandler Martin coming back was a stud already in all AAC, but you're adding guys like Elijah Herring, who led Tennessee in tackles last year, to that linebacking core. Been a lot of additions, and this should be a very good Memphis team again. That John, I'm gonna be real honest with you. It's there's an excitement around this thing that's real.
Yeah,
I got folks texting me and DMing me and telling me they haven't been this excited before a Tigers football season since like D'Angelo.
Right.
Since they got the great D'Angelo.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, I think it's real. And so, yeah, we an offense that we know is going to be good, already going to be highly thought of and is on the EA Sports game. Have you already got it pre-ordered?
Well, no, because I have the PS5 digital.
What does that mean? We can't get it?
No discs. I don't do discs anymore. Discs is an obsolete way of life, man.
This is all disc?
Well, if you pre-ordered it, it would be a disc, yeah.
Okay.
I order all my games from the PlayStation Store now, bro. This is. I know this is a little hard for you right now.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of on because I got Chris downloading games, so I understand it.
So
it's
you
the
don't
concept.
Right? He doesn't do the physical.
Yeah, no, we don't do physical.
Right? Yeah, because I figure. Listen, I love the cases, right? But I don't want to have to wait for the game to get shipped. I don't want to have to go out and buy it. I could just buy it on my PS5 digitally, right, with the software and with the storage. I don't have to worry about, like, you know, no, I can't trade it back in, like, at GameStop. But, I mean, what's GameStop giving me? $30? $40?
How often did you use that option?
GameStop?
The trade-in option.
I would definitely have used
it. A lot growing up,
you
used it when you... Because I never did. I never traded anything.
Yeah, when I didn't have any money.
I kept all my old games, yeah.
Like, I didn't have
any... So
what
I would pass them and trade them back in?
Because, like, you would get, like, you know, 15, 15, 15, 20, if you sort of, you know...
Did it together, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, you know, it was a way to get a new game without having come out of pocket.
Yeah.
I'd already beaten those games, or if I didn't like them or whatever, you know. But, again, you were getting pennies on the dollar. You were getting, you know, 20, 30% of what they were worth at most. Like, you could buy a brand-ass new game at GameStop for it. This is how sick it was. You could buy a brand-ass new game, $64.99... And you could turn around and trade it back to them the same day, and they would only give you, you know, $49 for it, $50 for it.
Mm-hmm.
The same day, bro.
Right.
That's what they do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's a brand new game. Imagine, like, a game where the time has passed and stuff like that. So I don't do that anymore. GameStop is basically out of business at this point. I mean, I loved them. I loved going to the midnight releases as a teenager and everything like that. I miss it, but times change. And
they've adapted. They got Pokemon cards and stuff in there.
Yeah,
they're hanging on.
They have adapted. They do, like...
This is somebody... They went bankrupt, did they not? A couple of years ago. Or whatever. But, I mean, they're hanging in there. We still visit for...
They also buy your PSA-graded sports cards.
I did not know that.
They started doing that in the last...
Well, that's smart, again, if you want to talk about surviving.
But, again, you're getting adapt. 70 to maybe 80% of comps on those. I mean, if you want to...
I mean, how many GameStops we still got in Memphis?
I know of... There's
one in Germantown Parkway.
There's one on...
And, man, they done broken that thing a million times. Yeah. I'm sure all of them have been broken into a million
times. The one
times.
On Park here, right around the radio
Park,
station.
It's still here?
Uh-huh. There's one on Winchester.
Okay.
About right by where I'm at.
So we still out here. Do anything in the mall still?
I don't know. I think,
man,
I don't
it's
think
been
so.
A long time for me, too. They said a power cut out the other day.
The mall?
Yeah. Yeah, imagine power going out. We'll tell you.
Man, isn't it amazing that malls just aren't a thing anymore?
Yes.
Like, they exist, but who goes?
I saw this somewhere else on Twitter, so I can't take credit. But once you get, like, the convenience store in that thing, you know, when a mall adds a convenience store.
Like a
because they can't fill up all the slots, you know what I'm saying?
Stores.
That's when you know.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah. It's done, bro. And it's happened.
They're just trying to occupy the real estate.
Exactly. They can't even fill up the spots anymore. So now you got a convenience store in there, bro. They're selling lighters. That's when it's dead.
Dude. It's crazy.
Like, and you saw Cheesecake Factory's leaving.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who's going to Cheesecake Factory?
Bro, I didn't realize. That's like 175 employees.
I mean, I feel like bad for them.
Me too. I mean, they employ quite a few people. More than your ex-AI going to employ.
Well, we got
damn Elon down there got five people running the supercomputer.
No, he said 200, bro. He said he's going to hire 200.
That's right about the same thing. We had all of them in the Cheesecake Factory.
Let's just
make
them over.
Making cheesecakes, fool.
Let's move them over.
He's telling you 200. It's going to be five.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he's legally bound by that. I have no clue.
Better have more. Yeah, I mean, just in security alone, better have more than five people.
But yeah, bro, we don't have nothing no more. The mall's, like, the mall's dead.
Oh, Wheelchair's only got the movie theater now. And what else are you going there for? Because you get everything online.
I used to love the mall, bro.
I take that back. They got the one 10 toes down, the great shoe store that all the pros are going to. Isn't that it? That's
oh, is that a thing?
Yeah, I've talked about it. Like, Bang was in there, and I think I just saw some others recently.
Right.
I think it's 10 toes
down.
Let me
ask you this, though. While we're on the subject.
Like, it's in there still.
Like,
it's worth going to.
People still go to physical stores. Like, it depends on what it is, but I'll go to Lululemon. I'll go to the Apple store. I'll go, you know what I'm saying? But why malls, which is a conglomerate, collection of all these different stores, why have we said we don't want to do malls anymore?
Because, again, it's a number of things, but it's really online shopping. And so there is no need anymore, especially if you got to hit a bunch of different stuff, to go out there and do that. And especially when you got a bunch of crazy kids running through there.
That's probably what,
at the same time. And so you and I, we graduate to a point where we say, you know what, it ain't worth it.
Yeah.
Just like the price between ED, you know, the difference between ED and Klingon. It ain't worth paying the price. So I'm not going to drive over there.
Right.
Get my wife to get this stuff online.
Right.
And I got to deal with all them kids.
And I got to
understand what I'm saying.
Traffic and park.
Yeah. And now there ain't anything over there except a convenience store anyway. So, you know, there's nothing in there drawing me in that I can't get online is my point.
Yeah.
And so ultimately it's just part of evolution.
They were always
going to die.
It is, right? Yeah. But now, I mean, I imagine when you were growing up, like, that was like the thing, right?
It was the hangout. And see, it's still kind of that. But then you and me don't need them no more if it's the hangout. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now there's, you know, and there's lesser hanging out now. It's just not the place to be.
And it's the shootout.
They're trying to run out that element, right? They don't want anybody hanging out. But, I mean, the whole place is abandoned. I feel sorry for the store owners and stuff. Like you said,
right.
It's kind of
like
you're set up kind of for failure.
Macy's is closed.
Because now everybody looks at you as unsafe and everything else. As a whole mall, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? That experience. And yeah, it's tough, bro. It's tough. Wheelchair, it's going to look like a, you know, going to look like a old Raleigh Mall did for a little while. It's going to be flat ground.
Collierville has a GameStop, I'm told by multiple people. Collierville still has one.
Thank you for that, for including them as well.
I loved GameStop, bro. I had many great memories there. Midnight releases.
We got on the mall from GameStop, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And we got on GameStop from EA College Sports 25, Memphis Football, ranked number 19.
And digital, like, you're
y'all see how we connect the dots.
You're not buying physical copies anymore. Things change, times change. Memphis kids don't stay at home anymore. We don't go to malls.
I still got all my Maddens lined up in a box. You know, all them year after year after year where you go back and get a year after year.
Right.
I loved that. Yeah. I loved having it, even though you never go back and play the old ones.
Exactly.
I'm just going to play the current.
There's something to be said for that.
My point is, I think I should have traded those in because now they're not worth anything.
Well, yeah.
It's not like I'm going to be able to hand them down.
You wouldn't have gotten anything from GameStop on them either, I mean.
But still, I mean, I would have played more games,
right.
Gotten more new stuff.
Remember, like,
there was no need to hold on to them now that I look back.
When you were on the internet, like, you couldn't use the home phone. We used to have home phones. Now we don't have home phones, and you used to call somebody, and you knew they were on the internet because it was busy.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Crazy time.
You're going way back.
I'm just saying, like, times have changed, bro. We used to have to get on the internet, actively get on it.
Dial up.
And now we are always on it. We're never not on the internet.
Their kids are on it before they're born.
They always. Like, no matter what, we're on our phone, we're on our cars, we're never not on the internet now.
I'm being told by Herd Wolf Chase has GameStop.
Wolf Chase still got it, bro.
Herd also backs me up on Rod Dillingham.
Rod Dillingham.
He's been around him since the eighth grade. He stood.
And is
with me on the fit that it is for Minnesota.
I think Memphis tried to get him, Dillingham. I think they were involved with his recruitment way back in the day.
I bet. Little AI.
Yep. All right, we'll come back and take your calls. I don't know if it'll be the next segment. It'll be the segment after that. So we'll take your calls on Zach Edey, and then Jeff Calk is going to join us at 125. Stick around. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station and the biggest name in the Mid-South online and on the phone. Thanks to Odyssey, the Odyssey app at 92.9ESPN.com. Smart speakers simply say, play 92.9 ESPN. Thanks so much for making us Memphis's sports place. We wanted to build something special where you could come and listen, enjoy, and have some fun. It's a legacy of sports in Memphis. On the Odyssey app, say to your smart speaker, play 92.9 FM ESPN.
All 650 acquisition fee, Telluride RG51-0849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE780-169, MSRP 21820. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai. Excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Hey, Jeff, I hear you've got the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event going on right now at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah. Give me some scoop.
Randy, the scoop is I'm ready to put you in a new Kia for less. 2024 Kia Forte LXS 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month, $34.99. Due at signing. How about a 2024 Kia Telluride LX 357 a month? $39.99 due at signing, 24-month lease.
Plus 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9. And every Gossett Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah.
Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah, or online anytime. KiaMountMoriah.com.
Paid actor portrayal.
Dude, guess how much I pay for a $1 million term life insurance policy?
Gotta be at least $150 a month.
Nope. I got coverage through Ethos all online for less than $70 a month and no medical exam. Just answered a few health questions.
That's impressive. I'm shocked you have life insurance.
Wait, don't you? You have a wife and kids. What if something happens to you? With Ethos, you can start your coverage the same day.
Wow. I'm sold.
Get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
People are driving for hours to shop at Genesis Diamonds right now, taking advantage of the lowest interest rates on the planet. Zero interest for 5 years with nothing down. But time is running out. You have until this Sunday to do this. How about a $6,000 GIA certified diamond for just $100 a month? Pear shapes, rounds, and even ovals. Diamonds are all included. All designer jewelry and all lab-grown diamonds included, too. Hurry, this free finance offer ends this Sunday with special Sunday hours for your convenience. Genesis Diamonds on Poplar and Perkins Extended. On approved credit, see store for details.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up! and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, baby, so what you blown a fuse? Well, that happens to us all. Well, I come with great news. The day could change, change.
Gonna take your calls in just a little bit. Terrence, though, reaches out, Jason. He says he took our advice. He said he was driving around.
Love Terrence.
He said, I heard y'all talk about them groovy fries. And then he said, not only did he want to try the groovy fries at Sonic, he wanted to try the crispy chicken sandwich from Sonic.
Right, which was my experience.
And
right? What I had touted.
And no shock. When Terrence went to Sonic and got the groovy fries and the crispy chicken sandwich, he enjoyed it. And he enjoyed it so much he wanted to let us know that he enjoyed it. You know, that is what we're talking about here, people. Get to Sonic. Try those perfectly salted, crispy, groovy fries. And the menu.
You are just ripping me off.
I'm not ripping you off. We can share, and that's what you should do with groovy fries.
That is true.
Share them with a loved one. Share them with a friend. Because you will enjoy them, and not to even mention the vast menu that expands every single day at Sonic.
They're fantastic. I've been twice since these groovy fries have been unveiled, and they're wonderful. And I love it for Terrence, who tried them, obviously, along with my crispy chicken sandwich. Enjoyed it because he got his man, too. He can do it knowing that he got the man he wanted before the draft and the great Zach Edey. The point is, you'll love your experience at Sonic. Always have. You're going to love it even more with these groovy fries. John's laid it all out. They're fantastic. As I've said, I've been there twice to get them. Can speak for myself. Here's the best thing. You can get a small, medium, large groovy fry for just a dollar. So load on up. As John said, share, share, share. Live free. Eat Sonic.
We're back. Jason and John on Eternity FM, ESPN. Don't look at it like that. You know, this is not a competition like Klingon versus Edie when it comes to the groovy fries, bro.
No.
You can have a groovy fry. I can have a groovy fry. It's just
what I love about you is that when you like something I do, you won't compliment me necessarily in the moment, kind of when I'm hoping for one. But you'll take it.
That's right.
And that lets me know how much you did enjoy.
That's right.
The way I had put things.
Well, look,
So really, I look at it as a compliment.
Exactly.
See what I'm saying?
I look at it as
perfectly
colonization.
Perfectly salted.
Yes. I look at it as colonization, you know?
Yeah, okay, Drake.
I'm glad you see it that way. I'm glad you see it.
I am. I've met
as a compliment.
Because I know you.
Yeah, it's flattery, really.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, I hope someday we get a chance to enjoy them together, because that's what we're meant to do.
I'm going to get you some.
You know, that's what we're meant to do here on the show. Again, we're going to take your calls a little bit later in the show. Get your opinions on Zach Edey. I know what the internet says about Zach Edey. I know what Tennessee fans say about Zach Edey, acting like they watch the NBA, acting like all of a sudden they were going to start watching the league. Come on now. Get out of here.
I think everybody knows, too, that ain't gonna be doing the 40 and 17 or whatever you keep touting in the NBA. But the great thing is that's not what he will be asked to do.
That's right.
Right?
That's exactly right.
Nobody's asking the Grizzlies to change the way they play basketball.
No doubt.
Because of this pick.
Zach Edey is not asking them to change the way they're playing. You know, he wants to come in. I truly believe this about him. I've never had a conversation with him in our lives.
Only Drew has. Not true.
But I just, from watching him and covering him and following his career, I just feel like he's going to come in head down, ready to, acclimate to the culture and do whatever his teammates ask him to do, you know, and be happy to do that. You know, I mean, I don't think he...
You don't think he will at some point get a little bit down, that it's not the same, that he's not the centerpiece and things aren't running through him?
I truly don't.
You know what I'm saying?
Because this is a guy that just started playing basketball 4, 5, 6 years ago, right? I mean, I just, you know, John Harrington sent me a picture of him at when they were playing Briarcrest at IMG and how young and raw he looked. To go from that to be a top 10 pick, I think he's, you know, I don't think it's lost on him.
Shout out John Harrington.
Yeah, and I think he's willing. I think Zach is the kind of character and person that will come in here and truly do whatever is asked of him and be happy to do that. I think that's how he wants to earn it. He loves basketball. Like, what you hear about Khalil Ware is, does he love basketball? Does he work hard? You will not worry about that with Zach Edey. You will worry about his foot speed. You will worry about his outside shooting. Mm. But you will not question his dedication and his work ethic. And I like that. I like having an absolute basketball junkie that wants to be great on this team.
It's fine to want to be out there. Is it fair for me to hold the same concerns about his body in the same way that I do about Bryce Young and his body in the NFL?
Yeah.
And holding up?
Sure.
And again, I know you can dismiss that by saying, well, if you get 5 or 6 years out of him, that's good, and they're all high-level years. But if we're talking about a guy that, you know, you just spent the number 9 pick on and you want to keep in your franchise multiple years, 8 to 10 year career, is it not the same? I don't have – you're right, John. I mean, everything that we hear and read about Zach Edey, I believe he wants to play basketball. Lord knows his best basketball is ahead of him if you've only been playing for 6 years. I think my bigger concern is he going to hold up? That body, is it going to? We don't, again, to go back and use the analogy, we don't see guys like him. They're dinosaurs in this league. And so – you know, I know some of that conversation, again, can be dismissed because it's about winning right now. And Zach Edey, you can plug him right in. But I still think, dude, he's 7'4", 300 pounds. You know, knees can only do so much. Zion Williamson was a guy who, coming into the league, and again, you know, Zion, yeah, different because you're asking him to be the face of your franchise. But we asked, is that going to hold up? Like, that is that physically possible in this league to hold
Zion
up?
Zion also does not take care of his body.
Now, I will say this. Your man takes care of his body.
He does.
What I think you have going for you here is that, again, to go back to how we started this, you're not asking Zach Edey to come in and be the key centerpiece for this team and to play 35 minutes a game for you, right? And so keeping that body preserved and holding up, there will not be a pressure on him like there was on Zion and on those knees. And so you've got that going for you. And again, if this is part of optionality and being able to go big when you need to against Minnesota or whatever else, and then a lot of the time you're going to have Jaren and BC out there, and maybe it's sometimes Jaren and another veteran center out there, that's why I'm all for this. Because if we're talking about Zach Edey, the option to go big and maybe get huge defensively, then and that's it, not Zach Edey the centerpiece, which we know it's not, then this can absolutely work out.
Yeah, absolutely agree. I think it will. That's my default setting here. I lean towards optimism with Zach, you know, again, for all those reasons.
The kids will love him. He will be a fan. What you said is important. He'll be a fan favorite the moment he walks in because he'll barely be able to get in through the door.
Exactly.
Those kind of guys you love.
Yeah.
And this one's skilled. You know,
yeah.
You can play him on the floor at the end of games, John. You know why? Because he can hit free throws, yep. Unlike Steven Adams.
Yep. So, I mean, again, I don't know who his comp is. I don't, because there's just so few players.
Well, he's 1-on-1, dude. You got to throw back to Yao and to Big Country and all that.
I think that's why people probably struggle with it a little bit, because, you know, he's 7'4", 300 pounds. But, you know, again, you know, he shot 70% from the free throw line. You know, if he can draw fouls in the league, which I believe he'll be able to do, that's another asset that we haven't really talked about.
Plays.
You know, so it's, you know, 11.7 free throw attempts for him last year in college. It won't be that, obviously.
Yeah, I think it was number 1. Remember, yeah. Haggerty's like,
yes,
3.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
I
mean,
he was 1.
If he gets to the line 4 or 5 times a game, I mean, that's definitely that's an asset, you know. People have compared him to Zubats with the Clippers, which, I mean, you would take Zubats right now on the Grizzlies if he was your starting center. You would say that's a good fit. If he can be that, which is all you need him to be, it's a great pick at 9. It's a great pick at 9, in my opinion. G-R-E-A-T. Great, as Dan Dockich would say.
Yeah, you're a little too high.
Man.
But I like, again, that is not to take, I like the optimism.
Yeah.
I do.
I don't usually come in here optimistic.
Because let's be real. And we're about to take your calls and everything else.
Yeah.
Zach Edey won you a lot of money.
He did, for sure.
And that might be why there's a little extra bit of confidence.
Yep.
A little extra bit of giddiness.
He also beat Tennessee. Which I really enjoy.
Love, not just you. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
I mean, he's already a Memphian.
But let's be real. Those things factor in here to your giddiness as well.
Oh, I won't deny that.
Zach Edey was very profitable for you.
I was riding Purdue.
He was very profitable for you. Yes,
I was riding. So if we're going to tell the truth, of that big brontosaurus,
we're,
baby.
Right, we're going to tell the whole truth. You and Edie.
Yes, me and Edie, 1-1, just like this. We locked, bro.
If you could dump me and start a show with Zach Edie,
no,
you would do it in a New York second.
No, he's doing the right
thing.
That's
how high
basketball.
You are on Zach Edie.
No, but I will buy a Zach Edie jersey for my son. I actually tried. They don't make them for his size.
Here's the thing. When you're Zach Edie's size, you see if you agree with this. You can be boring because you're so big.
True.
And still be loved.
That's right. Like you're a gentle giant.
Like Jason Tatum, we get on him for that.
Right.
But Zach, he's so big, it makes you lovable off the rip.
Yes.
Is my point?
Yep. Exactly.
Riley's going to love him.
Exactly.